Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders. Tuesdays, 12 p.m., live with First Seder Beis Medrash, firstseder.org. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Be'ez Hashem be joining this year. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, Schus for himself, for the listeners, for Klal Yisrael. Today's shiur is sponsored by a good friend of mine, Reb Moshe Tabal, from and his family from Lakewood, New Jersey, and he and his family are Talmidim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Reb Shlomo Brevda, as I am, as Rabbi Greenspan is, and they have sponsored the shiur Lili Nishmasai of Reb Shlomo Leib ben Reb Moshe Yitzchak Zichrono Livracha. Should be a schus for all of us. On a sheer note, today is Aleph Nisan, so it is the yard site of the Machzis HaShekel, the 218th yard site. We gave a shear on him probably, I would say, 2 years ago. Is it three already? I can't remember. But the Machzis HaShekel's yard site is today. Punked. A few weeks ago, someone called me from Lakewood and they said, I heard you on the radio giving a shear on the Machzis HaShekel. So somehow the radio had, they play my shiurim there, from the Gedolim shiurim, and Meshech Chachma. So punkt, it was the Machzis HaShekel. So Reb Shmuel ben Reb Nosson Nota Halevi, whose 218th yahrzeit is today. And a third, or fourth, wherever we're holding, for the Philadelphia Olam, today is the yahrzeit of Meireinu, the Reshiva, the Philadelphia Reshiva Zichrono Livracha, 15th yahrzeit of Rav El Yishvei, my Reshiva, Rav Eliyob and Rav Shmuel Leib should also be Oschus. So Baruch Hashem, we're able to incorporate the Rabbeim of Klal Yisrael into today's shir. So as we continue with the Rabbeim of Klal Yisrael, so last week we did the Mari Broina, because as I said last week in the shir, I looked at the list of the Ramah of who he based his Psakim on, and the last one we have to do, Be'ikr, is the Maram Padva. That's pretty much the last in the list of the Maram of the Ramah, the Maram of Padva. So, his name was Reb Meir Katzenelenbogen. Katzenelenbogen is like it translates into the elbow of a cat. So, it's a very interesting name. So, really, it's the name of a city. But there's two tshuvas in the Mishnah Halachas from Reb Menashe Klein. In Chelik Yigimel Kuf Chav Dalid and Chelik Tazayin Kuf Chav Dalid, and in the one in Chelik Yigimel, he's writing to a descendant of the Maram Mipadva, and he writes, "Biyoischat Siyuna Maram Ubnai." You write that when you were at the kever of the Maram and his son, Beir Padva, Reitsa Abez Hamatzevis, you saw on both of the tombstones Tmunas Chatul. There's a picture, and it's actually like an engraving. It sticks out of a cat. It's still there. You can look on Wikipedia. You can see a picture or search for a picture. There's a picture. Probably post it later when I post the shiur. A picture of a cat. And you were by the Rav of the city, and he read from you from some Italian notebook or something. A few things about the family of Katzenelenbogen, and it's written over there that the sign, excuse me, of these families was a cat. In other words, when they signed their names, they signed it like as a stamp, as a cat. So the question was, if this einikel was, should you just leave the matzeva like this and rely on the fact that this is the way it always was? Now he writes that the tombstones themselves were not the original ones. They don't look 400 years old, but probably they were copies of the original ones. So could you assume that on the original matzeva that the Maram Mipadva's son made for him, he probably put a cat there, and you should just leave it? Or maybe someone afterwards decided, since Katz is a cat, and maybe it's just not appropriate, it's not a kosher animal, and having a picture like that on a tombstone. So he has two tshuvas about this, just interesting. The Reb Menashe Klein, I think he says to leave it at the end. But there are two tshuvas about this Katzenelenbogen. Now, the Maram's father, Reb Meir's father, was named Reb Yitzchak Katzenelenbogen. They assume that he came from the city Katzenelenbogen, which is a city in Germany. And they somehow assume that he left, or he was kicked out, and he ended up in Prague. Why do they assume that? Because in the Sefer Mishpachos Kak Prague, Mishpachos of the City of Prague, on page 324, there is a there talks about the matzevas, the tombstones over there in Prague, and one of them says Shabbos Tshuva, Bachar Chashuv, Achaber, Reb Moshe ben Agoyin Merein Rav Yitzchak. So somehow they assume that this Rav Yitzchak was the Maram Mipadva's father, and this tombstone was his brother, who seemingly was Nifter young. So again, but there's a lot of assumptions going on here. The Maram himself, Rav Meir, was born in about the year 1473, Reish Lamed Gimel, as we'll see at the end of the shir, when we figure out how old he was when he was Nifter, is this is how we go backwards to figure out that he was born in about 1473. His mother was the daughter of Hagoyin Rabbi Chiel Luria. Rabbi Chiel Luria was the great-grandfather of the Marshal. The Marshal was Rabbi Shlomo Luria. His father's name was Rabbi Chiel Luria, and he was a descendant of the original Rabbi Chiel Luria. We've talked about him before in other shiurim. He was the first Rav in Brisk and the region around Brisk. Now, the Ramah, it's brought in Sefer Yuchsin, page Sadi Gimel, he writes, Maram Mipadva Sheiri, and my relative, the Maram Mipadva, as we know, the Ramah and the Marshal were cousins, like second cousins around, so therefore he was also related to the Maram Mipadva. He says, the Maram Mipadva, my relative, V'hu haya migidoylei tamidov sh'Rav Yaakov Palakzal. He was one of the great Talmidim of Rav Yaakov Palak. If you remember, we talked about Rav Yaakov Palak numerous times. He was the father of this way of learning called Chilukim, which went sort of on the Derech of the Baalei HaTosfos, but it was to ask questions from different places. And there were many people like the Maral and his Bais Medrash who were very against this way of learning. It made many types of very intellectual and types of pilpulim, of pilpul. But it wasn't really like, it didn't always end up being an MS. Again, eventually, that's where it ended up. Obviously, Yaakov Palak and those who went along with his Shalom Shachna of Lublin, who went along with his Mahalech, there were going talking in Derech HaMS, but it sort of morphed out of it, as we explained in other Shurim. Now, the interesting thing is the Maram Mipadva brings Rabbi Yaakov Palak. He doesn't call him his Rebbe. And even there was a machlokes between the Maram Mipadva's grandfather-in-law, the Mari Mintz, and Rabbi Yaakov Palak. And the Mari Mintz actually put a cherem keneged the Rabbi Yaakov Palak, and the Maram Mipadva printed this cherem. So it's a little interesting that he printed against his Rebbe a cherem that was rented. So the historians say, assuming that the Ramah is not a mistake in printing there, that the Ramah we could rely on, that he was his Talmud, we assume it was when he was very young, when the Rabbi Yaakov Palak was still in Prague, not later on when he went to Krakow and became one of the Gedolim of the times. Now in Krakow, his big Talmud was Rav Shalom Shachna from Lublin, who was the Ramah's father-in-law. And even though the Chida in Shema Gedolim says that the Maram Mipadva was a friend of Meren Rav Shachna, and they were both Talmid and Rav Yaakov Palak, it seems that's a mistake. The Chida probably assumed, since they were both Talmidim of Rav Yaakov Palak, they were friends. But it doesn't seem that they ever knew each other, and therefore, because he was a Talmud in Krakow, and the Maram was a Talmud in Prague. And in fact, in Tshuva Saramah Simenun Hei, which is a Tshuva from the Maram Mipadva, he calls him Ha'aluf Merein Rav Shachna, but he doesn't say like he's his friend, he doesn't say that he knows him, he just refers to him as the Great One Rav Shachna. Now, when he was young, he traveled from Prague to Padua, Italy, to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda Mintz, the Mari Mintz. Like the Maram Mipadva writes in the Akdama to Tshuvas Mari Mintz that he printed, V'anoichi Atzar Talmidai, and I, the young one, is his Talmid. And again, another time, V'anoichi Talmidai. In Seder Elio Zuta Chelef Beis, page 247, he was the Talmud of the Mari Mintz's son, Reb Avram. So he writes about the yeshivas at the time, and he says, Kol Yimei Reb Yehuda Mintz, all of the days of the Mari Mintz, Rabbis yeshivas asu chayil. The yeshivas in Italy were like flourishing. V'shal padva ala kulam. But the Marimins' yeshiva in Padva was the greatest of them all, and that's where Reb Meir Katzin Ellenbogen went to learn. Now, the Marimins' son, Reb Avram, helped out in the yeshiva, and after his father was Nifter in Reish Samach Tes, he became the Rav and the Roshiva in Padva. And the Maram, again in the Akdama, writes that Udvarim, that there are things, Shehaisib Benai, that the son of the Marimins added in, Lachain Ani Talmidam, therefore I, their Talmid, so he considers himself a Talmid of Reb Avram as well. Now, the Reb Meir seemed to have been from the greatest Talmidim here of the Marimins, so much so that he made the shidduch between the Reb Meir Katzin Ellenbogen and his own granddaughter, the daughter of Reb Avram, Chana, was the wife of the Merami Padva. So his Rebbe, the Marimins, became his grandfather-in-law, and he also said, my father-in-law, Reb Avram, I'm a Talmud of his as well. And in fact, in Seder Hageh Kuf Chav Gimel, the Maram Padva writes, Ad kan l'shoin mayri chami hagoin, this is what my father-in-law Hagoin, Kermarenu Rav Aviyah Mintz. Aviyah was his nickname. Aviyah stood for Avram ben Yehuda Halevi. And in fact, on the Matseva of Maram Padva's wife, his Rebbetzin, it says there, she was the daughter of Merenu Avram, Kinuyav, who his nickname was Aviyah. So that was his nickname, Aviyah. And that's what the Maram Padva writes in Akdama to the Marimins' Shuva, V'noichi Hatzoyer, I the young one, Talmidai, was his Talmid, like we said before, V'chasan Binai, and I was his son's son-in-law. And again, he writes again, V'noichi Talmidai, I was his Talmid, meaning the Marimins' Talmid, V'choshev Kibinai, and I'm like his son, Liois Bal Bas Binai, because I am his granddaughter's husband, Uvnevanim Kimvanim, and grandchildren are like children, Uval Ki Ishtai. So he's saying, I was like a son of the Marimins, because since I was married to his granddaughter, so Bal Ki Ishtai, so I'm like my wife, and grandchildren are like children, so therefore I'm like his son. Very cute way of writing it. Now, in the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak from Rabbi Tzachayim Kayin from the Chazanim of Padva, he writes, V'yoshev al kisei achrei kain, meaning after Reb Avram was Nifter in the year 1526, in Reish Peivav, afterwards was Chosnai, his son-in-law, Hamar Agadol Hagoyin, Merein Rav Meir Katzin Ellenbogen, Hanikra Meram Padva. So the Meram Padva became the Rav, the Roshiva of Padva in about the year 1526. So assuming that he was born in 1473, so that's another 27 and 26, so he was in his 50s. Umayshav Yekarei Beveis HaKnesses Ashkenazim, this Pachad Yitzchak is writing his seat was in the shul of the Ashkenazim, Beluach Noti Nisuna, and there was like a piece of board there, that was his chair, V'lo Yoshev Sham Adam Adayim, no one sat in his chair until today. Alt Chashivus V'lemaram Mipadva, no one sat in his chair, what's that till today? 1658, so 200 years later, they didn't have even any Rav didn't sit in his chair. Interesting, in Prague is the same thing, that the Maral's chair is there in the Altanoi Shul. Nobody sat there, even the Noi de Yehuda refused to sit there. The Maral's chair, they wouldn't sit it. So he was the Rav of Padva. Now, eventually he became the Rav of the whole region. Padva is near about 40 kilometers from Venice, and in that time in Italy was divided to different rulerships, and this was the kingdom, so to speak, of Venice, and he's considered the Rav of Venice. For example, the Ramah, at the end of Simon Nun Beis, writes, you should be Mekabel, Kalma, Shepasuk, Hagoin, Avbezdin, Shemedinois, Venezia, all of the region of Venice. Now, because of this, he had to sometimes travel to Venice and be in Venice. So like the Maram writes in Shuvas, in Simon Samaches, I am right now in Venice. Amus Hatzlois mi iske tzarche agolil. I'm very busy with all the things that are going on in the region. V'kasha alai l'hashe b'divrei Torah. It's very hard for me to answer you in divrei Torah. Im loy ba'oili, if I'm not in my tent, b'veis menuchasi in my home, shukeis b'padva, which is in Padva, asher shama makam kavua li beinu amudim, there I have a set place, beinu amudim, amongst the pillars, shali lasik, b'divrei Torah b'veis midrashi, to be Isaac and Torah b'veis medrash, asher asvarim v'chiburim shali, mechainim li shama, where all my svarim and all my things are there, and they're ready for me, b'chein b'kashti mishluchachem, he says, therefore I ask from your messenger, sheyamtim aroshu l'veisi, please wait till I get home, v'az ena shabavavi, then I'll be able to answer you. And in Simon Pei Dalet, he writes, Kilo yisi b'kav abriyas, I wasn't healthy. V'toyde lekel, and he says, thank you to Hashem. Shavti livriyosi, I'm healthy again. Ach lo yotzasi adayin midal sebesi. Even though I'm healthy, I still not left the doors of my home. Miyem shuvi mi Venezia, from the day I came back from Venice. And in Simon Chav, he actually signs the tshuva. This was in Shin Gimel, 1543. Poi Venezia, over here in Venice, he signs a tshuva that he was in. He was in Venice. Now, in his tshuvas, he answers to all over the world, all over Europe, all over the world. He answers to everyone. He was considered the Gadol Hadar. Now, in Tshuvas Ramah Simin Yud Zayin, when he's talking about different powers and a shaila, and he writes Va'afim Nemar, and even if we assume the Bezdin Shamaram, who Bezdin Hagadol Shabedar, that the Bezdin of Aram Mepadva is the Bezdin Hagadol in the entire generation, still the following halacha applies. So it sounds like he is making that assumption, the Ramah, and or he's conceding to that fact, that this person wanted to tie in the tshuva, that the Bezdin of Aram Mepadva is considered the Bezdin Hagadol Shabedar. He has tshuvas between all the Gedolim as well. For example, some of them, Rabbi Chiel Luria, the Rav of Slutsk, not the Rabbi Chiel from before. We're talking about his cousin, Simon Samafez, She'eri Ha'olof, Merein Rabbi Chiel, and his son, the Marshal, the Marshal and Chubas Marshal, Simon Chavches, V'chol Sha'ma Shekasavti, Eina Eladerek Havara. Whatever I'm writing is only like, is a surface, so to speak. V'al Kol Toli, V'chvoid Adineinu, She'reinu, Hagoyin, Hamufla, everything is dependent on our relative, the Goyin, the one who enlightens the eyes of Yisrael with his wisdom and his Torah, Marein Rav Meir. Rabbi Yosef Katz, who was the brother-in-law of the Ramah, he writes in Shuvas, Sheris Yosef Simon Aleph, also one of the Gedolim, Ahuvi, Marein Rav Meir, he writes, Kimina Roy Lishol Shailas. It's really more befitting me to ask shailos from you and not to paskin shailos in front of the master. In Tshuvas Simen Memches Memtes, the Maram Mepadva writes to Merein Rav Avadya Ish Sfarnai. The Sfarnai on Chumash. Both of those Tshuvas were to Rav Avadya Ish Sfarnai and other Gedolei Hadar as well that he has many Tshuvas to, but. But there's many, many tshuvas and a lot of correspondence between the Maram Mepadva and his relative, the Ramah. Not only a tshuvas Maram Mepadva, but tshuvas Ramah. We have many tshuvas that the Ramah writes to him and the tshuvas that the Maram Mepadva writes back to the Ramah. In tshuvas Ramah, the end of Simen Menches, the Maram Mepadva writes, She'eri Holof, Mareinu Rav Ramosha, referring to the Ramah. Now, the son of the Maram Mepadva, his name was Reb Shmuel Yehuda. In his Yud Beis Jushim Lamari Mins, Jush Vav, he writes, Vatosh Shamati, and now I heard Vatirgas Bitni, and my stomach is overturning. Kinifter Bekrakai Kroivi Hagoin, Mareinu Rav Moshe Isserlin. So, this was the relationship between the Ramah and the Maram Mimins, Amam Sen Maram Mepadva. In Darkei Moshe, Yoredeya Shin Sadi Aleph Sif Katan Beis, we mentioned this by the Shir, I think, on the Ramah a long time ago, Ukvar HaYomaisa Al Yodi says, I had my own story when I was an oval for my mother, the Ramah writes, and I was Mevarech Birchas Eresin, and I got the bracha of Siddur Kiddushin under the chuppah, like the Rav Ha'ir is the one who makes that bracha. And he says, even though he was an Avel, but since it's not a Suda, so it's not considered a Simcha, and he was allowed to be there. And I wrote this to the Goyin Maram Padva, and he agreed to me, but he just wrote to me, there are some places that their custom is to be stringent, very stringent when it comes to Avelus, and therefore they might have a different custom. In Or Chaim, Tov Samech Zayin, in Hilchos Pesach, Sivkot Yud Beitz, the Rama writes, V'achar Shekasavti Kol Zeh, Kasavli Meram Padva V'Tshuva. After I wrote all this, the Meram Padva wrote to me in a tshuva. That is a tshuva in Tshuva Sramah Simen Tzadi, where he writes to She'eri Halof Marein Rav Moshe. Yaradea Kufhei, Sivkot Yud Beis, he also quotes the Meram Padva. Choshe Mishva, Simen Reish Nun, Sivkot Zayin, the Darke Moshe says, U'mezeh Yesh Lumayt, from this you can learn. But like Kasafti Kane, and then he continues, says, I only wrote this, Raksharisi Tshuva Sarav Beis Yosef. I only felt the need to write it because I saw that the Beis Yosef in a tshuva says something differently. And I answered him the way I hold. And that's all brought down in Tshuvas Ramah, Simen Mem Zayim Mem Ches, the back and forth between the Ramah and the Beis Yosef. Uvo Divrei Shneinu Lifnei Merami Padva, the Zolan Darkei Moshe of Ner Chash Mishpat, and both of our words came in front of the Merami Padva, V'hiskim L'dvari, the Meram agreed to me over the Beis Yosef. And in fact, in Tshuvas Ramah, then the Simen Mem Ches, the Meram Padva writes to the Ramah, he writes, a Tafta, and this Indian, he says, you're correct, Kimatza Pircha Akol Dvarav, you have found a question and you have schlugged up, broken all of his words. Acharach de Yosef Midai. I think we might have said this in either the Shir on the Beis Yosef or the Shir on the Ramah. I think on the Beis Yosef we said this, that he says you were a little too lengthy. To someone like the Beis Yosef, you should have said much fewer words and more like hints. Levad, don't get too detailed. The more you talk, the more you give him room to answer your questions. Because you when you explain it, you give him more places to argue on you. But you wrote very well to be saiser, to disagree, and to break down all of his words from all corners. Okay, in the year Shin Yud, the Shin Yud is 1450, so the Meram Padva was already old by then, in his 70s. The following story happened. There was a guy who was a printer, his name was Bargadon, something like that, and he, together with the Meram Padva, printed Mishneh Torah LeHarambam, and the Meram had made Hagois and made corrections in it, and he actually added Chidushim and his own Ha'aris as well, and they printed this Mishneh Torah LeRambam with these Hagois of the Meram Padva. There was another printer named Yoistinan, and he stole it, and he also printed it, he also printed the Rambam, he also printed the Meram Padva's Hagois, but he put them in the back of the Sefer, and it was a big tumult. Here was stolen from him. So in Tshuvas Ramah Simen Yud, let's talk about the story that happened in the world. He teamed up with, he became a partner with one of the printers. And Nigmar Adavar, they finished. And he edited it. And one of the wealthy people in the land got up against him. And the reason why this other printer is doing it, says the Ramah, Amashal Inshtativ Imay Hagainanal, is because the Merami Padva didn't team up with him. And he's doing it only to make him angry. L'chalitz Maman Hagainanal, they invested a lot of money in this Mishneh Torah. The second printer sold it for much cheaper. And he just wants to bankrupt him, Chas V'Shalom. Ki Yadua Im Lo Yimkar Hagoyin Sfarim, because he knows that if the Meram Padva doesn't sell these Sfarim, Shichbar Al Vamasa Mintzoy, it'll be much too much to bear, and it'll be very hard for him. So at the end, the Ramah writes, Hagoyin Anal Zocha, the Meram Padva is the one who is Zoycha Limkar Sfar Rishayna, to sell the Sfarim first. Nobody should buy this new print of the Rambam. Gamanachnu, and he also he says we're making menadim umeshamtim machrimim. We're making a cherem that no one could buy it. Bechomi shepirits, anyone who doesn't listen, terrible things will happen to him. And anyone who supports them is in cherem like them. He says v'haraya el hanachash. It's a play on words. Someone who gives credence to this nachash. Nachash is always a lashon of a cherem. But it's based on the pasuk by the snake in Bamidbar over there, that was the snakes that of Nechayshis that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It says anyone looks at the Nachash v'chai, so anyone who pays attention to the Nachash, to this Cheirem v'chai, will live. Yekabel birchis Mikel Shakai. It's a poem here, v'chai, he will get the brachas from Mikel Shakai. Ad sheyivlo sifsoisu lemerdai, until his lips dry out from saying enough. He says this was written Arba Yomim Mechaydesh Elul Dalet Elul Shnas Shin Yud. Now, what seems to have happened, the historians say, is that these two Geisha publishers also fought with each other, and eventually it ended up that by the government, and they were
I'm having an issue here with my thing here. One second. Looks like I'm running out of power. Let's make sure that that's... Hold the line one second, Rabbi Zai. I don't want to lose all my, some reason I charged everything up, but it's... This is also... Okay. Hopefully this will work. Apologize for that. Hopefully it's here.
Okay. Hope we don't have static. We'll have to use the audio. Okay, I'm sorry. So it seems the historians say that they started going to the government, and it ended up, you know, this one saying the Jews say this about Christianity, and so on and so forth. And eventually the Pope made a gzera in the year 1554 in Chin Yodalid in Venice, that they have to burn all of the Talmud, all of the Gemaras, and they have to close down all of the Jewish publishing houses. In Tshuva Sheris Yosef, at the end of Siman Aleph, he writes, "Veishli again now that the Marmei Padve answered me, Shein Lismay Chaldaita Lezata, you cannot rely on him now, Ki Mayan Atalman Ena Biyode, because the wellsprings of the Gemara is not in his hand, Bavayin Sein Arabim." What writes the Leimer, what he meant to say, says the Sheris Yosef, Shebeish and Isrifu, Hasvarim Ade Shegazu, Mavdinas Loyas, Bainish Guf, it's because they burnt all the Sfarim, because they made a Gzeira that they'll punish you physically, Shalayimadu Atalmud, you can't learn, the Sefer Shematsu, and any Sefer they found, Sarfu, Bavenesenu Harabin. The Chidon Shema Gedalim writes, Vehidvis Harambam, Shnashin Yod, that the Marami Padre printed the Rambam, Vigiabai Hagois, and he edited it. Well, sometimes you find in Kesef Mishnah that the Kesef Mishnah writes Harav HaMagia. Who's the Rav HaMagia? He's referring to the Maram Mipadva. And the Chidah continues, he says, the Sefer HaRambam with the Hagois of the Maram Mipadva, Loiri Isiv, I didn't actually see it. He says, but I see the Radvaz, he was Meshiv, he answered on some of the Hagois of one of the Chachmei Hadar, the Talmud Chachamim of the Dar, and he doesn't say who it is, but I assume he means the Maram Mipadva. And then in parentheses, the Chidah says, later on after I wrote this, I actually got the Rambam with the Hagois on the Maram Mipadva, and he says I was correct, the Radvaz was referring to him. Now if you look in Magen Avram, Tafresh Meim Vav, Sivkatan Beis, he says, Uvimaimani Defus Maram Mipadva. The Rambam in the printing of the Marmei Padva, and also in Tav Kuf Peiches as well, Sivkat and Dalit, he writes, Hikshe Maram Padva Behagoysav. The Chsam Sofer in Likutei Tshuvas, in the Chelik of Askama Simen Lamed Dalit, he writes, Kiyesh Biyadi, I have Sifri HaRambam, Dvus Venitia, version printed in Venice, Shehidfis Hagoy Marami Padva Imagoysav, that the Marami Padva printed with his Hagois. So that was one big mice in his days. In Shin Tes Zayin, there was a mice in Ancona, Italy. Ancona is a port city, and the Pope Paul IV was a big Russia, and there were some Maranas over there that he went and he burnt them, and he killed them. And the people in Turkey, in Constantinople, there was some of them were taken as well, but they got freed. But like 25 or something of Italian Jews were killed. And in Constantinople, they decided to make a cherem against the port of Ancona, not to do any business with them. And it was a big tumult because many Gedolim were against this Cherem. Number one, it's going to make trouble with the Italian, the government, or the guy, whoever was over there. Number two, it was hurting the Jewish businesses. So why would you make such a Cherem? So it was a big tumult. So Rabbi Yeshua Tzunsin, who was one of the Gedolim of the time, in Shuvas Nachala Yeshua Simen Mem, he writes, "Shenishlach Ratz Echel, we have to send a shliach, Hatzilei Venitzia, to the great ones of Venice, or the Gedolei Padva, and to the Gadol of Padva, Valroishem, and the top of all them, Harav Hazokin Malei Chachma, Merin Rav Meir, to ask him what to do about this Cherem." Rabbi Yeshua was against it. Valeyam Nismech B'chol Asher Yagidu Lanu, Loinosem Yedivrem Yamun Usmal, whatever they tell us to do, we're going to do. We are not going to turn away Yamun Usmal. Now another big thing, the Raman Simen Yud Zayin, Simen Zayin. He writes, Simen Yud Zayin. Sheiri Hagoyin Hagoldom Aram, when he refers to the Marami Padvi, says, Goyder Geder Vaimid Peperetz. He's someone who makes walls and he's someone who stands by breaches. So it sounds like he made takonis. In Chuvas Marshal Simen Vav, it's also brought in Chuvas Ramah Simen Yud Ches. Be'inyin Hayra. You want to talk about the Psak. Shehoyre Hagoyin Hazokin Sheiri Marein Rav Marami Padva. Hasher Izein V'chiker V'tikein V'godar Habika. He made this takana. Asher Motza Ksas Geder Mehuretz. He found like partially broken fence and he fixed it. What was it? Kasher B'shekvar Gidru Avoysov. This was a fence that his forefathers already made. Who were they? The Mari, the Rabbi Yehuda, Umar Avram Mintz. His father-in-law and his grandfather. What was it, Negea? It was Negea women going to the mikvah and only starting the preparations in the Beis HaTvila at night. And they would do the entire preparations at night. Why? The reason was because the mikvah was B'chatzar Beis HaKnesses. The mikvah was by the shul. Or Margishin Kol HaMayin. And if they would go there before it was night, like Shkia time, like Api, Shitas Rashi, and others, the Chafifa should be during the daytime. The problem was, Margishin Kol HaMayin. Everybody knows they're going to the mikvah. Women didn't come to shul. So where else are they going? And the tznuos were misbaishes, the tznuos were embarrassed, and Bechlal, he says, it's a midas chasidus, not to hide, it should be, the tzvila shouldn't be known, going to the mikvah, kashiyos, and a mekubal, hagodo, bala rekeach, that you should not publicize when a lady goes to the mikvah. So therefore, they made a minig that they should go later at night when no one's around. Aye, the chafifa, if they're going to be in a rush, you have to, this is where it comes from, that the chafifa should take an hour or about an hour, so they shouldn't be in a rush. So the shaila was, should they keep this minik? Because someone got up and said, you have to be mavato the minik. So this was a geder, one of the gedarim that the Marami Padva was involved in, and the Ramah over there in Simen Chaf also is machzik the minig, like the Marami Padva, and like the Marshal comes out as well, that it's a proper thing to do. Another thing he was involved on, in Chin Yodalin, there was a big asif of Rabbanim in the city of Ferrara in Italy. Like when you look at the map, Venice is on the eastern coast, and then Padua is about 40 kilometers west of it, and a little bit south of that, about another maybe 40, 50, 100 kilometers, is Ferrara. They got together, made a bunch of takanas, and the first signature is the Meiram Me Padua. Some of the takanas, interesting takanas there, one was not to print any new svarim that were never printed without askam of three rabbanim. Stam, we're going to print svarim, who knows where they came from. So if it's a new sefer that was never printed, it needs askamas of three rabbanim. Another takana was someone who took another yid to Gaisha court, and then he decides he doesn't want to go to Gaisha court anymore, he wants to go to Bezdin, and he wants to force the defendant to come to Beis Din. He lost his chus to force him because he had already taken him to Gaisha court. Another thing was a rav from outside a city, from a different city, cannot make takanas on another city unless the rav of the city agrees with it. Another thing was interesting thing, this has to do with Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. I didn't get it exactly, but basically he says someone who was with his wife for 10 years and didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Pur Ravu, meaning to say, he might have had a boy or had a girl, but he didn't have both a boy and a girl. So it sounds like in those days, they would just marry a second wife against the will of their first wife. So they made a takana that if you already had at least one child, you cannot marry a second wife without the rishus of your first wife and one of her relatives, I guess just in case she felt under pressure, in front of witnesses, Edim Ksherim. The Abarbanel, I think, over there is also signed on those takanas. Could be we mentioned it in the Abarbanel shir, I forgot to look in my notes. Now in Shin Yud Ches, there was a whole tumult as well in the world about printing Sifrei Kabbalah. After the Zohar was printed, it was a big tumult, and the Chachmei Ashkenaz made a gzeira not to print, and the Maram was Bereisham, one of them, who said, made a gzeira, you can't print Sifrei Kabbalah. In the Kovetz of Sinai, Krachei Shitza Meches, he brings B'Shem, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Pinsi, from the city of Recanti in Italy. He was at that time, he writes, Achachem HaShalem Maram, and he writes that he was alive at the time, Mipadva, Asher Kfar Kozru Goydim Gzeris Nachash, they made a Gzeru with a Cherem, HaKalisha Asher Yorim Yodei Litvay Shum Sefer Kabbalah, no one's allowed to print any Sefer Kabbalah. There was another big get story at that time. It was called the Get of Venice. It was between two sides. Tamri was the girl side, and Vuntrosa was the Chassin side. Basically, the Chassin had been Mekadesh, the Kala, and they made up the wed. The Nisuim would be 3 years later, and then they got into a fight, and the father of the girl took all of the dowry and took all of the Nechassim, and he didn't want to give a get, and then it was a Shiloh forcing him to give a get, and the question is about forced Gittin. And in the year Shin Chav Dalid, the Maram and his Bezdin gave out a psak that he has a choice, either marry her fully or give her a get. He can't get to this anymore. And when he didn't listen, they put him in Cherem. In fact, in Chuvas Mabit, Chelik Veiz, Kuf Lamed Ches, he has a long arichas on this inyan, and in the middle he writes, Shagodzor Lov Harav HaMeir Mipadva. He doesn't call him Meir, HaMeir, the one who lights up from Padva, Ubeiz Rabbara Mimai, Achar Zman Harbe, after a long time, that either Yichnoi Tzayiftar, Va'avar Al Gzeirasam, and he didn't listen, and they put him in Cherem Kedin properly. Eventually, in the year Shin Chavav, 2 years later is when he finally, or a year and a half later, was Tishrei of Shin Chavav, he finally gave a get. Now the Ramon Simon Yud Zayin in Chuvas writes, Ki boke ani b'midus shumia shel ayoshish. I know the choice, midos, of the old one, meaning the Maram, shein etekeatz meleimer kablu daiti. He doesn't dig his heels in and say, accept what I'm saying. And he says his anivus is unbelievable. Every day I'm able to experience it even more. So this was the midos, the Ramah being made on the midos and the anivus of the Maram. Now in Shin Yud Gimel, which is 1553, he printed his own tshuvas together with the tshuvas of his Zayda the Marimins, like we quoted before from the Hakdama, that he writes that he's writing the tshuvas, I think not a lot of tshuvas, but tshuvas from the Marimins. Now in the Hakdama over there he writes as well, I also had in my hands Seder Gittin V'Chalitza, a Seder of Gittin V'Chalitza, Asher Lakakti Miksav Yad Rabbeinu, Lakakti, that I gathered from the manuscripts of the Marimins, Udvarim Ma'atim Shoisef Benoi, and a few things that his son added, Chami, my father-in-law, Hagoin, Uviyoisi Shadvarim built a Mesudarim, and since it was not in an order, because the Marie Minch just wrote it as he was, you know, as it came to him. He wasn't writing a Seder Gittin. He wrote it randomly, and it wasn't in an order. Therefore, I, their Talmud, Sidarti Advarim, I was Mesadred, I arranged it properly, so that to any Rav who's looking and needs to find something, will find it. And I also added in a little bit myself. So when you go to the Chuvas Marimins at the end, they say the Gittin V'Chalitza, so you realize that the Marami Paz was the one who was Masada the whole thing and added in some things of his own as well. So he printed his Chuvas together with the Chuvas of the Marimins. Now in the beginning of his Chuvas, there's a poem, a song that was written by one of his Talmidim. It says, Va'oz Yashir Moshe Ben Zecharia Kain Mikarpoi. So it's a play on the words Az Yashir Moshe, as Hashira Azayis LaAdoini, to my master Vayomer, and he said, and in the middle he writes Halaychayev Neimim Hey Madana. He still has a pleasant life, VaAdif Al Gvurish Meinim, and he's over the age of 80. So this is how we now start figuring out his age. In Shin Yud Gimel, in 1553, he was already over the age of 80. That's how we got the Reish Lamed Gimel being his when he was born. In Tshuvas Ramah Simin Sadi, the Maram Padva writes, Af ki anoichi ayoyim samchuni ba'ashishas. Samchuni ba'ashishas, it's a pasuk in She'ashirim that the Gemara in Bayan, the Gemara in Chulin, talks about when someone was weak, an elder was weak, and needed to get ashishas, like these tasty cakes. The Gemara used it as, when someone's weak, they need some protein to pep them up, so to speak. So that's a term that's used when someone is weak. So he says, I'm at the point of samchuni ba'ashishas, l'sibas chulsha v'zikna, because I'm weak and I'm old. Now this Tshuva Simin Sadi was an answer to Tshuvas Ramah Simin Chofchetz, and over there there's a date. And that was written in Shin Yud Tes, where he's writing that I'm already old and weak. In Tshuvas Ramah Simin Chof Dalid, so Reb Shmuel Yehuda, the Maram's son, writes as follows, Adoini Avi Kei Samchu Bashishus, again, the same Lashon, L'sibas Chayli Ashesen, Le'aleinu, we have some type of bladder issue. Asher chlishu ma'ayri, he's very weak. Ulazel ikasa lemalascha, that's why he didn't write to you. Achsidu li lichsev lemalascha b'shmai, but he was mesader and he arranged for me to write to you in his name. In Simon Samach Tes, the Reb Shmuel Yehuda writes, Adayin lo yitzisi lifnei malus adayin yovi agayin mikol hanichte b'neinu. I have not yet presented to my father everything that we have spoken about. Ki uzakin baba yamim, is already elderly. Hashem Yosef yamim al yamim, Hashem should add days on. Uparik mimenu alaksiva, he already is not able to write anymore. Ubeboik sa malosa rishain, and when your first letter came, hitzati lefanim shelos malosai, I presented your shaila to him, vayse tshuva se'elai, and he answered me, ki echtev hanir le'enai, that I should answer you. In other words, I should answer you what I think is fitting, and that is also, that is dated Yud Beis Nisan, Shin Yud Tes. Shin Yud Tes is 1559. Now in Shin Chav Dalet, 1564, the end of Adar, today's Aleph Nisan, so around this time, his Rebbetzin was Nifter, the Maram Mipado's Rebbetzin was Nifter, Chana, and on her Matseva, it says, Isha Merener of Mer Padva, she was the wife, or her husband was the Maram Mipadva, Hasar, the master, L'chol Tevo Meir, the one who enlightens the entire world, Soif Adar Nikbara, she was buried at the end of Adar. I don't know why it says an exact date, doesn't say an exact date, but that's how we know the end of Adar. Now in Yalkut Shimoni Maduras Venice, there was that printing in Shin Chavav, he writes over there, so Shin Chavav is 1566, in Yeshua, Remez Lamed Aleph, Amar HaMagia, the Magia, the editor says over here, Shemati Pirish Zeh Maimer, I heard the explanation of this piece, Me'agoyin Mar Agoylo Merein Rav Padvazal, Asher Shnash Shin Chavei, that a year earlier in 1565, Nisvakish B'Yeshiva Shomayla is when he was Nifter to Yeshiva Shomayla, B'Zeh Pirish Kafter V'Ferach, and this Pirish is beautiful. So, and as we'll see in a moment, it says that on his Matseva as well. So, Shin Chavei, if we said before in the year Shin Yud Gimel, let's say it says he was above 80. Let's say you assume he was 80 in Shin Yud Gimel. So then we're talking about in Shin Chav Hei is another 12 years later. So that means he was in at least 92 at that time. So he was in his 90s, which is how we go back to to have him being born in 1473 to put him in his 90s. But again, he might have been older. It says he was above 80. But his zikr had arichas yamim, and on his matseva, it's written, it says, Toiv shmoi min shemen toiv, his name is better than good oil. Reish galusa, meyer v'ishtam, meyer, the one who enlightens, the simple person. Basara b'shvat, sara shvat cholaf, and the 10th of shvat, shnash shin chav hei, nifter, Nifter Tam, he was Nifter, as so to speak, simply, this Tam one doesn't mean perfectly, Bishleimus, the Tam was Nifter, so he was Nifter on Yud Shvat, Shin Chav Hei of 1565. This is the Maram Mipadva that the Ramah lists, as we said, as one of those Gedalim that all the other Gedalim were prior to the Ramah, the Tshuvas Mari Breina, the Maril, the Mari Vayel. But Rami Padva was a little bit older than him, but more of a contemporary of his, but he considered him as the Shalshelis HaPsak, as like he said before, he was considered the Gadol Hadar. This is Rameir Katzin Elenbogen, the Rami Padva, Schusa Yogin Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael, This year is going to be the last year till after Pesach. Bezus Hashem. I wish everybody a guten Chodesh and a guten Yontif and Kol Tov.